Baba Kama, Shir Ayin Test continued, Yud Beis Sivan He Tov Shem Mem Gimel, May 24th, 1983, on Tuesday continued.
ראשון הבית נפקים כדוס רגל ונעשה כדוס קרן ויש למה דויר שם ראשון המחוץ מגופי וסתם מכי במרס וחוץ מנהלי שבאתיס according to the first chapter of Rashi you know what we say now that it's possible to apply the Mishnah to Tzchure Saldeshino but the question is if it's Tzchure Saldeshino so it's possible to apply it to Tzchures Al-Dishino, but if you want to deduce from that price that Tzchures Kiruchaye is Mishalom Yigupay, so then we have to say that this price has reference to Tzchures that originally was Al-Dishino, but the Behemoth became habituated to be Matis Tzchures Al-Dishino. So now it's already after three times. Is the fourth time. So then Rav Rabbonon say he pays the Chotzin Nezek. Why? Because what has happened as a result of the Hadoin, of the habituation process, as a result of the habit that the Behemoth established in being Matis Tzchures Al-Dishino. So being Matis Tzchures Al-Dishino, what is an example of being Matis Tzchures Al-Dishino? In other words, if the Behemoth kicks, and by kicking will be eaten, it is Matis Tzchures. That's an example of Tzchures Al-Dishino. So in other words, Holcho, Ubato, Veitizo Tzchures Al-Dibite. That's an example of Tzchures Al-Dishino. So Mimele, if it habituated itself to do it, so then it becomes Uche. So Mimele, and Reb Lezer says, when Rabbonon say that he pays a Chotzin Ezek, so the Rabbonon have reference to the case where the Behemoth habituated itself to Tzchures Al-Dishino, so then the fourth time, it still pays only Chotzin Ezek. Because why should it pay in Ezek Sholem? Why should it pay in Ezek Sholem? After all, what happened as a result of the habit? That it became a natural act. But Tzchures Kiruche at the very outset is natural. And still the Torah says, only Chotzin Ezek. So Tzchures Al-Dishino, after habituating itself to it, is like Tzchures the first time Shaloi Al-Dishino. Tzchures the first time Shaloi Al-Dishino is 100% natural. And still the Torah says Chotzin Ezek. So Tzchures Al-Dishino after three times is Uche. So again Chotzin Ezek. Again Chotzin Ezek. In other words, that Ein Hadoel Mitzvoyes. Ein Hadoel Mitzvoyes. The Rabbonon of Rav Lezer hold Ein Hadoel Mitzvoyes. And then Rav Lezer says, no, Yesh Hadoel Mitzvoyes. So there is a difference between a natural Tzchures at the very outset. So there, even though it's natural, so this is the Sakosu, the Aloch HaMishmi Sinai, he pays, the owner pays only Chotzin Ezek, Masheike, where the outset it was Mishune. And then it became natural through a habituation process, so then it becomes a Tol de Karen. And if it's a Tol de Karen, and the Mu'ez of Tol de Karen, it has to pay Nezek Sholem. Has to pay a Nezek Sholem. So, Marso Vayisha Doelitzoyes, U Marso Varina Doelitzoyes. Anyway, so, just let's see the Rashi. Eloi, boy, you soup, and it's less your high. Who you should buy the whole business, you could be shalling. Well, you soup, and it's less the Hazine, the Huke, the Kinder of Lezel, the Mishnachas Lay, Elo, the Nishon of its Hures, by the Shlishes in the Doche, the other Havli Kuche, Vamma, Rabbon Hotzenez, the Shot Hures, the Wabi Mishroson, Locha Hotzenez, the Shuloi, Hai Nami Nishon of Vayet, the Homon Mishroson, the Ina Doelitz Hures. And the Rabbonim's hold ain't a doyle tzchures sheshinu ben umitone migufei aum tzchures kuchaye nam migufei, because if we were to assume that tzchures kuchaye at the very outset is mealio, so why should the habituation of Tzchures al din Shinu being different. The Reblezas of the Tzchures Kirchaye Kirabonov, the Pligasimches, the Shone Vaye, Natkini told the Regal, the Nazi told the Karen, the Yishlem Adore Lishalim, the Sholem. But why does he say the Gufei? Where do we find that in Nezek Sholem, the Gufei? The answer, if it's okay, the answer is, when Rav Lezer says in the Braise that he pays me gufei, he means the first step. So, he pays me gufei. But the other half, he pays me aliyah. The Rav Lezer says, Chotzim me gufei, it's a Tamil Kedemeret, the Chotzim aliyah. Or the Chotzim aliyah. So, the Gemara has the Kashi. Eloho, the boy of Rabbe. Yeish adoy litzchores, or yein adoy litzchores. Ile Rabbonon ein adoy litzchores. Ile Rav Lezer, yeish adoy litzchores. Omer Rabbe. Kini boyel yehudi alu de rabbonon di kli galu yisumches avol hoche. So now the Gemara comes back to the original kinta of the Gemara, to the original kinta of the Gemara. Avol hoche in rabbonon dein Rav Lezer ki sumches vire. Yomar tzureis nezek shole mishal. Vitaim in my yomar rabbonon chotinezek vishone vleayim. So Tzchures Kirchaye, so Bein Rabbonon and Bein Rav Lezer in the Braise, they hold like Sumches, the Tzchures Kirchaye, so pay in the Mesholet. But here the Braise is reference to Tzchures Al Din Shinu, to Tzchures Al Din Shinu. So Mimele, Tzchures Al Din Shinu, so of course pays a Chotinezek, even Sumches will be made there. Vitaim in my yomar rabbonon chotinezek, vishone vleayim. So mainly he pays a chotinezek and mikufe. So why does Rav Lezer say that he pays a nezek sholem and mikufe? The answer is he agrees with Rav, who is looked at Rav and Rabbonon kamufi. So the Gemara, so mainly when Rav Lezer says in the price that he pays mikufe, he means the whole nezek sholem. He pays mikufe because the Chotranizek, he pays in the Sholem. So then the Gemara is the Kasha, Eim, and the Shamas, and the Rav Talpin, the Nezek Sholem, Mikufe, and the Shamas Lev. How do we know that according to Rav Talpin, so the Nezek Sholem, that he pays, the Baal HaKerem, pays in the Nezek Sholem for Chotranizek, so that it is Mikufe? Hey, Meich, and Maisel, and Mikerem, Yeshus, and Rabin, Dayel, and Nadil, Yeskinim. What is the whole basis of Rav Talpin's deed? That he pays in the Shalom. In Kalachena, we learn out the Chomo from the Kal. So the Melamed is the Kal, which is Rabbi. And the Karen, which is Rabbi. And the Chomo is Karen, which is Anizek. So in Mele, Rav Talpin has to be made that he pays only Mufe, because the Lomay cannot be more Chomo than the Melamed. The lomay, what is the lomay? The lomay is Kerem Yoshes Anizek. And what is the melamay? Kerem Yoshes Rabin. Kerem Yoshes Rabin pays only Mikufe, not Me'aliyah. So Me'ele, the lomay cannot be more cholo than the melam. But the question is, that's the lomay of the Rabbonon. But Rav Talpin, and this is exactly the reason as to why the Rabbonon are chelik and the Aloch of Rav Talpin. Because dialogue Nadili is chelik. So how can you deduce that Karen Bishus Anizek should be hired full liability when the Melamed is the Karen Bishus Rabbim is only hired head damages? So this is what Rabbonon said to Rav Talpin. Obviously, Rav Talpin holds that we do not say dialogue that is Kedidim, that the Lomid can be more humble than the Melamed. So how can you say that Rav Talpin will be made that he pays Nezek Sholem only in good faith because of dialogue that is Kedidim? So, aim the Rav Talpin has to die. So the Gemara says, "Ki has to die." Heiche the mipchah kal vachena. Heiche the loy mipchah kal vachena. He has to die. In other words, Rav Talpin also agrees with the principle of die, but in respect to the full liability. So Rav Talpin says we cannot apply the principle of die. Why can we apply it? Because if we apply the principle of Daye, so then the whole Kalachemel is knocked down. So there is a whole knocked down as far as head damages is concerned. So we don't have to have recourse to Talachim there. So that's plain logic. The Torah says that Doshis Rav is higher. Why should Doshis Amizek be less? Why should it be less liable than Doshis Rav? That's not in Kalachim, because whenever we talk in Kalachim, we don't mean plain logic. It's not plain logic. That's Yalfuse, just like it's Roshove is in Yalfuse. So it's a special aloha that the Torah is meeting don't be kalochena. But it's not a question of plain logic. But here, as far as the damages, that we can deduce not only Chazal, any Jew who learns Torah with common sense, so he can deduce mitzvah that if the Torah says that Kerem Yoshis Rabbi is high, what's Nezek? Obviously, Kerem Yoshis Amizek is also higher. Why should he be less higher, Yoshis Amizek and Yoshis Rabbi, on the basis of pure logic, without recourse to droshes of Bideshatir and Bershatir? So that means that if we are going to say, Daye, as far as have damages, so the whole Kalachena falls down. So here it doesn't say Daye. Mashenkin in regard to Migufio Maliyo, Teir of Talafim, also says Daye. Alright, that's the first Lashon Rashi. So according to the first Lashon Rashi, the Shaila in the Gemore, of Yeshadoi, the Abai in the Gemore, of Yeshadoi in Tzures, or Yeshadoi in Tzures, has reference to Tzures al-Dishim, not to Tzures Kirchai. According to the second Roshim, the Abaye, whether Yeshadoi in Tzures or Inadoi in Tzures, has reference to Tzures Kirchai. So let's see now in the second Roshim. Let's see it. Lishnachim. We left off at Lishnachim. Elo bidayin bitzvoes. Ki ulchaye et motezine. U bihokni. Rab lezer sova yish adoye mitzvoes. Ki yishon chotzinizim. So where is according to the first Lashon Rashi? When the Gemara in the Shakla Mitalye says, Elo ki koma rab lezer nezek sholem ki dayin. The Gemara is applying the price to the case of Atzures al-Deshinu, and there was Adoye, according to the second Moshe, in Rashi, when the Gemara says at this stage, Elokikom Arables Nezek Shore, King Daye, the Gemara is applying the price to the case of Tzures Kirchai at the very outset. But in addition, the behemoth did it three times. At the very outset, it was natural Tzures. But in addition, the behemoth did it three times. And according to the second Roshon Rashi, the Abaye by Rove, whether Yishadoi in Tzures or in Adoi in Tzures, has reference to Tzures Kirchai. The ordinary Tzures, a behemoth walks into the Rishus HaYochi, into Rishus HaMizek, and it steps upon pebbles and is mazik. The first time, Chayav Motzenezek. The second time, Chayav Motzenezek. The third time, Chayav Motzenezek. He did it three times in the Chotzer HaMizek. Now he did it the fourth time. So the Bali is Yishadoi Mitzchures, since there was a habituation process. So the Mele, the fourth time it's Chayav Nezek Sholem, or it's Chayav Chotzer Nezek. So on that point is the Machlekes. This is what the Gemara is saying at this stage. That's the Machlekes between Rabbonim and Rablezer and the Braise. Rabbonim and Rablezer and the Braise reference the case where Behemi habituated itself to the natural of Tzuras, the natural way of Tzuras. And now it's the fourth time that it was Matis Tzuras and Chotzer HaMizek. So Rabbonim say the only pain is only Chotzer HaMizek. There is no Indian of Adoye in Tzuras Kirochai. There is no such thing. And then the Rabbonim say, and the Rabbonim said, and that Chotzer Nezek is Nigufe, even when it was already in the Kelim Mu'ed. So certainly, at the very outset, it's certainly Nigufe. It's certainly Nigufe. And then the Rablezer says, in the case of Hadoya Yitzchus Kulachaye, so he pays in the Nekshoim. And Yish Hadoya Yitzchus. And Yish Hadoya Yitzchus. And Yish Hadoya Yitzchus. But, he pays in the Nekshoim, and the Tzatamus, half of it, he pays me good. He pays me good. That's the second one. Now let's see it in Rashi. Oh, so he says, So, in the Zeraya from the Rashi, that Vikya is not an integral part of Rashi's Loshon. Somebody else put it in. It's not part of Rashi's Loshon. So let's ignore the Vikya. Well, that in itself is a Raya. That the Vikya was put in by somebody else. Maybe one of the Talmidim of Rashi, I mean. Or maybe one, I don't know, who could have done it. And maybe one of the Matrisim, who was probably a big bucky himself, he just put it into the Rashi. It's not Rashi's Loshon. Because how could it be part of Rashi's Loshon? Because then it wouldn't make sense. Kach mighty Vikya, Avol Kosher. So, in other words, Rashi finds that pshat difficult. Not mistaber. So how can he say that's Ikea, that's the real pshat, but it's difficult. To say that's the Ikea pshat, but it's difficult. So in Mele, it's a raya that the Ikea has to be taken out. It's somebody else put it in, after Rashi. Avo kosher, kim di miko, havi uche, vafi uche, chotzen edek mishalein, mali chazine, mali meyazine. So in other words, so it appears, once we take out the Vikya, so then it means that Rashi mentions the pshat. So according to the first pshat, the Abaye uyesh adoy mitzvah, so ein adoy mitzvah, that Rovei's mentions has reference to tzureis al deshinu, to tzureis al deshinu, but tzureis biyuchaye, there is definitely no adoy. Because what's the purpose? Rashi's longest is very reasonable. I mean, we can understand that, not that we couldn't say any other way. I mean, the contrary shita could also be explained. But we understand very well as to why Rashi is deichet, the second pshat. I mean, and the vikam is not part of Rashi's loshon, that somebody else put it. So in other words, so Rashi is matcha, the second loshon. Because according to the second loshon, according to the first Moshe in Rashi, the Abaye, whether Yish Adon Yitzchunas or Inadon Yitzchunas, has reference exclusively to Tzchunas HaLeshima. So the Meir at the very outset, what is Tzchunas HaLeshima? If it is Tzitzo Tzchunas HaLebi, the Behemah, not in the course of walking in natural way, so she stepped upon Tzchunas and that was thrown into another place and the damage. No, but because it kicked to throw Tzchures the way a ball player kicks a ball, because so in other words, the behemoth kicked the Tzchures because that's an example of Tzchures of Tzchures al-Deshim. So Mimele, that's Mishune. So that's the Abaye of Mimele. Whether there is a union of Adoye or there is no union of Adoye. Where there is a union of Adoye or there is no union of Adoye. Masha'in came, Tzchures Kuruchaye, so at the very outset it's a natural way. And still the Torah says that he pays only Chatzinezek, that's a concept. He pays only Chatzinezek. So what difference does it make? Whether it's the first time or the fourth time or the 100th time. In something that the doubt said it's Mishune, so the difference between the first time and the fourth time, because Herdo Maseteva, so true, before the Herdo, before the habit was formed, before the habituation process, so it was an amateur act. It was not the Teva of the Sheya to go. After it established, it addicted itself to go, so Herdo Maseteva, then it became the natural act. Mashayim came tzchunas for chayeh. So the first time it's the most natural act for the behemoth to be matisoras in the course of walking. So what? And still he pays, the owner pays on the chayeh. So what difference does it make the first time, the fourth time? What difference does it make? That's why Rashi is matre. The second Rashi. The second Rashi. So according to Rashi's first Rashi, the whole Shailin Gemara, whether yes or no, it's worse, in other words, is in respect to Tzchures Alvizah. Tzchures Kuchaye. It's not Shailach to say Adon. The second Rashi holds, no. The Abaye of Rove, whether Yesh Adoye or Ein Adoye, so is as reference to the case of Tzchures Kuchaye. So then Rashi's Kashi is Tzchures Kuchaye. What is the purpose of Adoye? So the Rashi says, that of course it's Exas HaKosov, but the Exas HaKosov is the declaratory of the search council. What is Tzchures? Tzchures is Keilach. Of course, Tzchures Kuchaye is natural, but there is it's a question of degree. It's most natural for a behemoth to be magic degree. For a human being who has intelligence, so it's a chaya. So everything that is done by a human being is done deliberately with intelligence and with a purpose. So in the melee, it's very natural. Masha'in came. It's very natural for an Odom, it is just as natural for an Odom to be mazik al bekeichel as it is to be mazik bigufeh. You can say that it's not, the Gemara says, Odom uche is a yosh. In other words, if a person acts like a human being, it's not a natural thing for a real human being to be mazik, become Odom. But there couldn't be any difference in the degree of naturalness, whether the hezek is done by another, the gufei, or it's done by the keilach. Masha'in in the heime, who has no intelligence, and usually an act is done instinctively, so there it's much more natural for the heime to be mazik the rucho al the gufo than it is to be magic of its forest. Even though to be magic of its forest, it's also natural. In other words, suppose the behemoth walks in the street and there are pebbles, and he steps on the pebbles, mainly it is thrown, it is tossed to a mokemacher and then it damages something. So it's also natural. But that's not as natural. Hezek by the behemoth al bikuche does not have the same degree of naturalness as hezek by the behemoth bikuche. So in other words, of course it's Exas HaKosov. We couldn't say it with Asmore. With Asmore we have to say Kehri Kegupen. Kehri Kegupen. But it's Exas HaKosov. It's Aloha Mishim Sinai. But Aloha Mishim Sinai itself is declaratory of a certain fact. Because Hezek B'Kehri, Al B'Kehri by Behime, it does not have the same degree of Uche as Hezek by the Behime Begupen. So because of that, the Torah said, Chotzenedim. That's the reason. You'll see, what the Shemim say in discussing the Shiva Zori. So that is the reason as to why Rove has Nabaye, as to whether Shuras is Shalom Yigufi or Mawiyah. Teichatei said, should be Shalom Yigufi. Teichatei said, Where do we find Gufi? Where does the Torah mention the Aloha of Yigufi? We got Mishune. So what application could it have to Tzchures with Yuch? The answer is, this is what the Rashba means. The answer is that Hezek by Behemoth al Bekeche is also a little bit Mishune. But that slight Shinu is not Mishune enough to be considered Mishune. But it's a question of degree. So the Mele, since the reason as to why the Torah says that Tchuna space chotinezek, because keichei does not possess the same degree of uche as gufei. It's more uche for the behemoth, the magic, and the behemoth walks, and then it bumps against something, against someone. So tretis for the behemoth to be mazik, how the atosas work. The atosas work. So maybe since Shures, which is Urche, has an element of Shinu, It's not substantial in Shinu, but it has an element of Shinu. It doesn't possess the same degree of Urche as Gufei. So maybe the aloha of the Gufei not really applies to Ola. Alright, anyway, that's the Abaye Barom. So that's the Teretz of Rashi's Kashi against the second Loshon. Rashi is matcha the second Loshon, because how could there be Salke Daito that there should be Hadoye and Tzures? What's the purpose of Hadoye? Hadoye means habit formation, habituation. So Shayach is saying habituation, habit formation in something that at the outset is not completely natural. But if at the outset it's completely natural, so how is a child to say Adoya? Is a child to say that the behemoth habituated itself to it? It's a natural instinct. There is a driving behemoth to it. So if something is 100% true, it's not child to say Adoya. Adoya by definition essentially means habituation, habit formation. But it's uche. So it's teva without hergel. Hadoya means hergel as a teva. But here it's teva without hergel. So it's not just the answer. So what is the teretz of all the rishonim who explain it in accordance with the second motion? They say, too it's uche. In other words, but it has an element of shinu. But that slight shinu is not substantial enough that it should be considered the shinu. But an element of shinu there is. If there is an element of shinu, so maybe we can consider that question. Maybe there is adoye. So in other words, so without adoye it's natural, but not as natural, let's say, as gufe. Through adoye it might become as natural as gufe, as it has it on the gufe. Alright, that's the tendency. Now, we can then. Well, the Rashi. El hod de boy rabbi ich habe mit zurück gehal imoson so ich wollte die haben uns mit dem kamais schon hat das gestern gestern dann nur und die aus kamais el hod de boy rabbi die ich habe mit zurück sind schon beim was auch die schon zum kommen mir haben die noch die schino ko nat die zurück weg und haben die kerne ich ja ich schau mir schon ich komme hier gesagt zurück wo kein schon da weg gegangen ich gedamre kiwe oi Oy dio mo kiva. Et di tondi de vedo is do uche. Ewa ma doe do mi zimu kamai zayo di vachu hoche mi shau noch atzenez. Omu achove ki kami poyo le alimi rabono di kila uni suche. Un da shima. Vochez ki roi di rabono di rabono ezer ati suche. Un zine kamai zi kami vini. Di koma rabono zame kishon. Rabono na hamri chotzen ezer. Un mi shon ebi tzchures ki shen zora hakele va gach mi yode la kodesh. Vichim do av hanu tzchures ki ur chaye hagu tol vini kerem. Hiu kachu rabono chotzen ezer. Un mi gufe. Rabono zame kaptar. Im shim chotzen ezer mishan ebi shole. Nichol rabono di rabono zame kisumches. Zeru rabono me psika lai lu kiro hobi tzchures al dishim. Vichim di ruche tzvir alei. Rabono di tiga un simches. Chotzen ezer mishan ebi shole. Tiu un bitzchures al dishim usvir alei di yeshim ebi ebi nezer. Uchid boi rabba shal kamosh yeshim ebi nezer. Nee, ich komme eins an euch abtaten, ich muss an Isaac, ich kann mich schon sagen, ich weiß, was ist, aber ich habe nur ein Ding, jetzt kann ich nicht. Aber auch gut, ich kann mich gut. Wo ich abtaten, was ist da, ich weiß, da, ich schaue noch, was ist mir, ich kann mich nicht haben, die ist da, ich bin nicht, wo ich auch hin. Ich bin nicht, aber am Grund, ich bin schon voll, ich bin nicht, 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 ich bin aber ich habe nicht, ich kann mich nicht, ich bin da, 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 ich Chotzenezek hu nishal di kerem oi diom mi kore kaab di ke uche to di gemeinu do uche vete ke mozo vau va filo hoche chotzenezek hu nishal nes hiu kach Hadosa, Vein wa Hado Acheres, because we Hadosa, Vein wa Hado Acheres. In other words, Rashi explained the Abaye of Rove according to the first Lashon and according to the second Lashon. According to the first Lashon, so we definitely know how, no, it's not possible, it's not conceivable. There should be a doyam swords go high. According to the second Lashon, the shaila of Yisha Doyoy Nadoye applies to Tzvores Kochai. Now, let's go over one case. Bimuye Bifuos. That's it. Let's go over the last case. Mishamas. Elo Kigiri Shonevai. Yud Nasa Kumpres. Umforesh. In Daye Toda Rabbi Kochai. Yichai 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 Yichai. So it's an idea from this thesis that the term Veikar is not part of Rashi's Lashon. It was put in by someone else. Because if thesis had that text, I mean that word in his text, in thesis text, so then it would mean that Rashi accepts the second Lashon. And thesis mentions the name of Rashi, the first Lashon, not the second Lashon. All right. So Tesis mentions Rashi's first motion, and that's Rashi's pshat, because the second motion Rashi rejects. So Tesis rejects Rashi's pshat, which is the first motion of Rashi. Why? Because the heiche poshi to the rove deal with Sureski uche mealia. So he says, how can it be patient that that's worse at this stage in the Shakamitari of the Gemara? So how can it be patient that's worse pains? Pays me gufe, maybe tzchures kiuche pays ma'aliyah. But what do you see from the Rabbanon? You see from the Rabbanon that because the Rabbanon and Rabbeza, they have reference not to tzchures kiuche, but they have reference to tzchures al-dishinu, where there was hadoy, there was habituation, where that tzchures al-dishinu was done three times already. Now is the fourth time. So, in such a case of Tzures al Yishinu through Hadoye, the fourth time, so the Rabbonon and the Rablezer say that he pays Migufe. So, Memele, as she says, so Tzures Kiruchaye, the very outset, is analogous to Tzures al Yishinu the fourth time. So, since the Rabbonon of Rebbeza saying the Braise that Tzchures al Yishinu the fourth time pays me to pay. What is the fourth time in Tzchures al Yishinu? Then it's natural. And Tzchures Kuchaye the first time is also natural. So how could Tzchures, assuming that Tzchures Kuchaye the first time pays Malio and not Migufei, so how could Tzchures al Yishinu the fourth time be less chobo than tzchures, how could tzchures al yishinu the fourth time be less liable, less chobo than tzchures kiuche the first time? That's what Rashi says. So Tesis says no. So because they have pushed on the robe, you met through the school, and Aliyah. Abel Hinch and Mishone, and the fourth time, Abel Gab the Ayed, is Mishale Migufe, the Tzatamus became Oimedes. The Tzatamus became Oimedes. So, in other words, so that's no Kashi against Rashi. When can we say Tzatamus became Oimedes? Let's say Rabbi Yudah says, Tzatamus became Oimedes. That's only when there are two chotzis, two halves. When there are two halves, so we say, so tzatamim became emeres. In other words, that as far as the first step, that the owner of the Sheila was higher even the first time, that's been came on us. But, so, because at the fourth time, so the owner has to pay in his exchange. So there is the first step and there is the second step. So then Rabbi Yehuda says, Satamun came on us. But in the case of the Rabbonon of Rebleza, so they say, Ain't other mitzvahs. So the first time, in other words, so the first time, so he pays a chotzin ezek, and the fourth time he also pays a chotzin ezek. So then we cannot say tzatamud v'kenei meles. Tzatamud v'kenei meles, we can only say when he pays an ezek sholem. When the owner pays an ezek sholem, so there is one half damage that he pays over and above the liability of the first time. So the half damage that the owner paid originally is been came on this. Mashein came here in the pricing. So what did Rabbanon of Rebbeza say? That if there was Adoye and Tzuras al Vishino, so then the fourth time he also pays only a chotzen ezek. Rabbanon of Rebbeza. Rebbeza is the one who says that inshallah. In respect to Rebbeza, we can say Satanus became a menace. But Rabbanon say, Ein Adoye with Tzuras al Vishino. So that means the first time Tzuras al Vishino pays chotzen ezek, and the fourth time he pays chotzen ezek. So we cannot say Satanus became a menace. So if Rebbeza says that the fourth time he pays Migufei, so it's a raya, that Tzuras Geuche, that it's not on the basis of Tzatamud Mkeimim Eres, but it's on the basis that Tzuras Geuche pays Migufei. So maybe the fourth time is Uche, so he also pays Chotzin Ezek. But he couldn't be explained, the Rabbanon of Rebbeza could not be explained on the basis of the concept of Tzatamud Mkeimim Eres. The concept of Tzatamud Mkeimim Eres only applies when one pays in Ezek Sholem. So there is one half damages that is over and above the original liability when the Sheyo was still in time. So we say the original liability that the owner paid at the first time, so he became oimeres. Mashein kei, if there is only half damages, we cannot apply the concept of tzatamus became oimeres. Alright. Kochen heicha po shilo drom dum tzuos kul chayim aliyah. Avo heicha nishan av gadai nishan mkumei. Vizatamus vimkei noi medes. Veinu heina veinu achname. Veu yosom im mipshat bai vrober bolim ashi ishi ashi bat raise di inache. Vein de sugyos ashas. Vimire ki gilse vigoras. Elo ki gindai. Like the second Moshe Rashi. Ulei lo mozom im mipshat bai. Veu itik shemi le dirab lezea. Veu itpliki bitpluvi esumchen rabonon. Veu itbishone ki dirab vinon. Veu itpluvi dratav rabonon. Elo ta bai ki rabonon disumches. So Tesis accepts the second Moshe Rashi. The Ochavit Schoes Kochai, Uvidaye, the Hashtaposhi, Bayer de Robe, the Shadoya Mitzruis, Daira Mitzruis, Kochai, the Hemashma, the Koma, we do it all the regularly, Mashma Daira de Loishino, the Maisalo, he to say, the Achiruche Maisali. The Tame, so Tesis accepts the second Moshe Rashi. That by of Robin of Yeshadu Ritzures is reference to Tzures Kirchaye. According to Rashi, so in the case of Tzures Kirchaye, so there is no Shaila, of course, not. And the only Shaila is in respect to Tzures Al-Vishino. According to Tesis, so the Shaila in the Gemara, that by in the Gemara, whether Yeshadu Ritzures or not, has reference to Tzures. The Nezek Shalom, the Chayli Kama Polich, but Mishunu, Mashma the Adamut, Metutai Vadoye, Niche, Mashma Bai Vrobe, Al Mishinu Aire, Vinire, Vitavaye Miboyle, Vinye Shadoye Ra, Vinye Shadoye Vitzchure, Esko Chaye, Gam Al Mishinu Yeshadoye, Vinye Karadoye Vikerem Ksire, מנדוי בכל חי, גם מרגישים מנדוי. דאוי רהב לפי מיכוך. So what is this shit? This mentions Chiddush. Even though Tesis is Chelik HaRashi, according to Rashi, the whole body of Yesh Adoy or Ein Adoy applies exclusively to Tzuras HaRashi. But Tzuras HaRashi, obviously, so there is no Adoy, because it's not Shayach. Adoy and Shayach is something that partakes of the nature of unnaturalness. But Tzuras HaRashi does not partake of the nature of unnaturalness. So the male is not shayach to say habituation. I mean, what's shayach to say habituation? The behemoth habituates itself to eat. Peres, I mean, that's the natural, that's instinctively the natural act. So that's Rashi. So according to Tesis, the bayi applies to Tzuras Kolchai. But once we assume that even by Tzuras Kolchai there is a process of habituation, so it's a kalachimer of logic. That's what Jesus says. That if there is a process of habituation in respect to tzuras kolchai alachas kama lechama, not the kalachimer of yalpuse, but plain logic, kalachimer of logic. So that there is a concept of a process of habituation of habit formation in respect to amateur tzuras. Now, how did we answer Rashi's kashi against the second motion? By saying that what Rashi says, that the xerosakosuf of tzures chotzenezek is declaratory of a certain rationale, of a certain concept. It's not a xerosakosuf like Boragumi. It is something that is declaratory of a certain concept, namely that hezek al dekeche, even though it's not unusual, but it's not as usual, as natural, as hezek al dekeche for a behemoth. So, who does everything instinctively, not with intelligence, but instinctively, even the so-called intelligence that modern psychologists attribute to a behemoth, so it's also instinctive intelligence. There is such a thing. But it's instinctive intelligence, as the Gemara in Eirev says, so that doesn't mean that the chosel has ethical intelligence. It's that tznius mechosel is instinctive, and industry from a nimolo doesn't mean that the nimolo is endowed with an intellect. It's instinctive intelligence. So in respect to the heime, so it's more natural to do a hezek bigufo than the keichel. So there is an element of shinu in tzuras kolchai also. So in mele, Teisa says, so seems the only reason as to why there is adoy in tzuras kolchai is because of the element of shinu. Allah has kamo lechamo, mishune mamesh. There certainly is adoye, but if we say that there is no adoye in Tzores Kulchai, which has an element of Shino, so maybe we have no mokeya for adoye, even of Mishune Mamesh of Tzores. This is Teisa Shino. Umashe Piyosha Kuntrezim, the Baal Yish Adoye Mishayach Wikme Bechuruche, Yechim Da Beruche, Malu Pam Vishayno, Malu Pam Revi Yislav Pirchehu, Kim Dami Rachmonu, Yikelem Mechotzenezek, Shayach Abi Adoye. What's the pshat in this Teisa? Teisa doesn't mean Yalpuses. There are some who understand Teisa on the basis of Yalpuses. No, Teisa means what the Rajva says. The reason as to why the Torah, it's Exodus Akosu, but the reason as to why the Torah says Mechotzenezek is because there is an element of Shino. It's not as natural as Hezek Begufe of the name. So the main way, Chayach Adoye, since there's an element of Shino, so Chayach, a habituation process, habit formation. Now,
right. Yes, is it totally difficult to assume that it's not just once the Gemara says it's alakom shvitina, and so we see the whole category of throws is different. So Rav had a shaila, maybe the dinim of tamu supply, not because it's necessarily it's mishum etas. Because, for example, in the Gemara, they weren't supposed to shoot the Abaya, you're not going to raise Korah, you're just a rabbi. So even Rashi's question is, keep Karen, the
Mishnah,
why does Rashi single out Hatzi Nezek? Because there's one din that's different. He should have said it's Mishnah Kassas. Just because it takes Hatzi Nezek, that creates an Abaya, whether it should be called the Rishon Rabbi. So it just considers that custom, so Tosfos here also doesn't mean with the Rashi coming.
Well, I mean, it could be. I mean, practically, most Rishonim. Practically, most Rishonim, I don't know who are the Rishonim who are Geirins, who are Geirins in the Gemara that you test on the Dalet, what is put in parentheses, you know, Ubato. I don't know. I know many Rishonim, they erase that, they strike it out. But I don't know one Rishon who says that we have to be Geirish. You see, the Rabbe assumes that the Rambam was Geirish. But the Magnishne says it's like the Holy Melon. The Rambam wasn't Geres Ubato either. So the usual Girsi is not Ubato. Now Ubato, if we are Girsi Ubato, then we find it difficult. We'll discuss that tomorrow.
But I meant, but Rashi, according to our case, without Ubato. So yeah. Rashi says, since it's no more care, that it tastes Chatzi Nezek, why not bring it to the Sfora of Mishum and Tzatz?
That's what the Gemara means. So the Gemara says, we can't be that way. The Chayeves, because why did the Torah say only Chatzi Nezek? The Rashba says it on this Gemara. The Rashba says it on this Gemara.
But it's very difficult.
The Gemara is very reasonable if you explain it at all. Otherwise, the Gemara is difficult. I mean, it's strange. Why we can't be that way? Make a taste of the Kerem. But according to the Rashba's this, we understand. Because the reason is why the Torah says only Chatzi Nezek, because there is a certain diminution in the naturalness. It's not Mishune, but there is a certain element. We can't be coming away with you but told the regular. So again, so that is, according to the first question of Rashi, the Abaye has reference exclusively to Shinu Albu, to Tzchures Albidei Shinu, but Tzchures Kurochaye, so definitely there is no Hadoe. And according to Tesis, the Abaye has reference to Tzchures Kurochaye, but we may let. It has reference also to Tzuras Al-Dishim. Alright. So, Boi Rabi, Yish Adel Yitzchures and Adel Yitzchures, Likerim Damin Olay, Oy Dil Motel Bebirei Yaluhu. Now, according to Rashi's Pshat, the Dabai of Rabi has reference to Tzuras Al-Dishim. So, why did the Gemara say, Tol Bebirei Yaluhu? So, in other words, according to Rashi, so it's Muchach from the Gemara, according to Rashi's Pshat, it's Muchach from the Gemara that's the Abaye of the Gemara. That's the Abaye of the Gemara. In other words, Shchures al Dishinu. In other words, suppose we didn't have Halacha L'Mishneh Sinai. What would we say? So the Rosh says, if we didn't have Halacha L'Mishneh Sinai, then that's Muchach from the Gemara. Then, Mitzvah Asmona, we should say, Kikri Kikupri, what difference does it make? Do we distinguish in Odom between Hezek done by the Gufa Odom or by the Keah Odom? What difference does it make? Keah Kikupi. So there is a general principle that Keah is Kikupi. So if there hadn't been a special Tzeres HaKosu, the special halacha Mishin Sinai, then we should say it's chulas based on Eretz Yisrael. What did it mean? Kiri Gufe. No, Rale, Sumchas Yisraeli, come the halacha Mishin Sinai. So he says, chulas is Mishalem, chulas is Mishalem, Nezek Sholem. Mishalem Nezek Sholem. So, in other words, so that means, because, so that means that actually, there should not be, there should not be any difference between Keichi and Guf. But there is a special halacha Mishin Sinai. So the value of Rabbi is, according to Rashi, we have to say that. The value of Rabbi is, Yeish Adoye Mitzvure, so Yeish Adoye Mitzvure. Likeremi Dami Olei. In other words, since it has reference to Tzvures Al Dishim, so one alternative is Tzvures Al Dishim is Mishume. So what is it? Is it all with the regal? Is it all with the regal? And if it is it all with the regal, so the melee, so that's Tzvures Kol Chai, it's all with the regal. But if it's Tzvures Al Dishim, so then if it's Chulas al-Dishinu, so Mele, the Aloha Lemishin is Sinai, doesn't apply to it. The Aloha Lemishin is Sinai of Chulas applies to Chulas Kochai. The Aloha Lemishin is Sinai does not cover Chulas al-Dishinu. So Chulas al-Dishinu does not come within the Aloha Lemishin is Sinai of Chulas. If it doesn't come within the Aloha Lemishin is Sinai of Chulas, so Mele, it should be analogous to a hezek, don't be goofy of the day. So what is the aloche? What's the aloche in regard to a hezek done by the goofy? The first time pays for an hezek, and the fourth time it pays for the shalom. So melee, so that's the first alternative. Because since it's al Dishinu, so it doesn't come within the Aloha of Mishin Sinai of Tzores. If it doesn't come within the Aloha of Mishin Sinai of Tzores, so you will have to forget Tzores in respect to Tzores al Dishinu. Suppose there hadn't been Aloha of Mishin Sinai of Tzores altogether. Let's say, according to some, what would be the Aloha? So then Tzores, Keche, is the same as Gufe. So in the Kodesh Rabbanon there is Aloha Mishin Sinai of Tzores, but that applies only to Tzores Kol Chai, not to Tzores Al Dishinu. So in so vis-a-vis Tzores Al Dishinu, we have to apply the general principle. We have to apply the general principle of Keichei Kigufe. So in Mele, by Gufe there is Adoye, by Keichei there is also Adoye. There is also Adoye. But the second alternative is, Oy Dilma told the regal. Maybe, in view of the fact, again, in view of the fact, in view of the fact that the second alternative really takes cognizance of the longness of the Rashba. Not that the Rashi agrees with the Rashba, Rashi doesn't agree with the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says that the reason is why the Torah says Tzchures, he pays Tzchures Kol Chai, pays a Chatzin Ezek, because Tzchures Kol Chai is not 100% natural either. There is an element of Shiva. So Mele, because or you do the Torah regular, because even Tzchures Kol Chai has an element of Shiva. And that is the reason is why the Torah says that he pays on the Chatzin Ezek. Because there is an element of Shinuf. And the Torah says that it's a Tolda de Regel. So maybe even a Shinuf Gomo is also a Tolda de Regel. Because the whole reason is why the Torah says, Tzvoreskirchai pains a Chotzinezek. Because there is an element of Shinuf, but the Torah doesn't say, that it has an element of Shinu, it has an element of Shinu, and it is Chayu Beshes Rabin, but it's Pona Beshes Rabin. So in other words, the Torah declares that Tzchures, in spite of the element of Shinu it possesses, But if it's done by Keichel, so it's totally the right thing. You ask why? Well, then there's a cause. It's totally the right thing. So even though it has an element of Shinu. So even a Shinu Gomo is also totally the right thing. So the in final analysis, according to the second alternative, in Rodes Abaye, according to Rashi's Pshat, so it means that every Tzvores, what the Tzvores mean, any Hezek done by Keichel, is it all the direct. So you ask, how is a child to say that a Hezek done by the goof of Keren, by the goof of Keren of Kavanos Elahazi, is it all the Keren? And the Hezek done by Keichel Kavanos Elahazi, it is a Tzvores, it is all the direct. The answer is no, we definitely have it as a Kosovo, because even the so-called Tzvores Kulachai has an all the direct. As the Rashbos says, and still the Torah declares it's a total regal. So Mimele, even if it's not just an element of Shinu, even if it's a Shinu Gomo, but as long as it's Rures, it's a total regal. It's a total regal. In other words, Keicha is always total regal. The distinction between Keren, Shen, and Regal, that's in regard to Gufei. But in regard to Keicha, that's the Aloche, Lemeshe Misinai, that Keicha is Rures. Whether it has an element of Shinu or it's a Shinu Gomu is always told in the right. It's very strange, but that's how Rashi will be forced to explain the Gemara. Alright, Tosh. Hidu selim wed, vi shenkli mari dem wed, hidu sal genai toch, el vi hidus mi hitis, my love, hidu vabai kose zime, u vokam nifude, maso ben isha doi, maso ben adoi. Mor says, voi, vi chad zime, o vi truk ten sumche ben abonu ten nifude, Toshma, והי מושי תילו גלוי מליסו רב יהודים משל מתקשורת רב דברים מחוץ נעזה מה לא עד כאילו לא פותיזים לה ובאוק המפיר מה עשו בנישה דויה מה עשו ברינה דויה לוי וחד זה ובפרוק תנסום חזר בו לא קומי פלגה so רב יהודים when he says משל מתקשורת so it's like סומחס and Rabban Zer when he says Chotzineze, so it's like Rabban Vomishuneu. I mean, for a behemoth to be Mabel Glomin in the Iso, it's not the natural thing for a behemoth to do. I mean, it's a behemoth, the natural way is to be Mabel Glomin on the Karka, not into an Iso. So in other words, there was no space for the behemoth, and she couldn't, let's say, there were many killed in the place, and she couldn't move, and she had to be Michael Golem, so there was an Esau beside her. She couldn't even move. So mainly it was natural to be Michael the Golem in the Esau. The Lame Rab Yude Alochi Kisumches, Lame Rab Lozar Alochi Kaponon, Chloe, Chloe Mistachel, Salve, Hamino, who was a good figure, Kikutiba Mekomashmon, Tosh. Tom, Roman Bar Cheskel, Tom, the Gilchen Sidrei, she loved Miss Kuches, the Doka Bimishon, bring Shalom the Shoren, Rob Rabinze, Amre Dira, Sum Shetson of Hamir Shenoa, which she was a killing, Michal Hatsneze, my wife in love for the Zine, Umoka Mifuge, Marsova Yesha Doye, Umarsova, Nadoye, Roy the Hadzine, Ubi Kluke, the Sukhes Rabon and Kunufuge, Rob Shuneu, these be Bizra. So in other words, how can it be chayev in the direction of like Tzumchas? But Tzumchas only says in respect to Tzumchas to chayev, but for a town girl, so to put in its head in the Tzumchas is not a natural thing. So maybe why should we pay the Shalom even according to Sumchas? So the Gemara says, well, the Kishuches had seeds of grain. So then the Tanagel wants to eat the grain. So maybe it's Ulche to put in its head into the clay, the Kishuches. Now, there is a very... I just want to discuss the Shibes Rambam here. The Rambam in Facebook is the moment Halacha Tes says as follows: Tanigel sheish itrei sheilav echos kuches. ביתוק אבי משיטרי אם הוי בסייך קבלים וחיי צבאל שהם שקחי שכדורוך לו על הקבלים משלו נזק שלום ועל הכלי משלו חוצי נזק כחוצי נזק צורס שכך הוא דרכי ואם הוא יקבי ריקון הרי זה משום הוא משלו חוצי נזק so he says that he says if על הקבלים משלו נזק שלום ועל הכלי משלו חוצי נזק כחוצי נזק צורס שכך הוא דרכי ואם הוא יקבי ריקון הרי זה משולה ומשולה וחוצי נזק ככל הכנוסס so he says כוסו בראי לצה זה תויסו דוד צחורס על דשינו הוא בא לי אם דשינו ויוביל הנזק אלו there is no way in the Rambam passages that is stated in it so if the behime is mati tzchures al dishinu let's say hocho vei ubato vei tizo al dibite so the Rambam passages that he's only hired a revere message because maybe yeish chinu tzchures now what would be if he couldn't be in all the tzchures al dishinu al dibute he would pay a chotzi nezek so maybe there is one alternative that if it's al dishinu so he pays half of the head half of gufe the gufe is half so half of gufe is half of head is one fourth but he took us chotzi nezek al makinu but Bezdi is only gave a chotzi nezek because it's a valid or ipshid so here too why does the Rambam say why the Rambam say and then the Tanya screamed out inside the keel so the empty keel so is Mishalem Chotzi Nezek no you should be Mishalem only the Vier Nezek it's a very strong kashik again the Rambam that's the Rambam song. So the Magnishne says that when do we say then we say that possibly there is Shino Nitzpores that if somebody is in the behemoth is mazik al the tzchures shel shinu so the owner pays only in reva a fourth not a half that is in the he says like this vidas rabbeinu oh ava pishe mi supekot in yei shinu mitzchures dat ke mi shi shinu bi gufa maise ki ye in nato da skole sal bi bite aba ki shi shinu bi gufa maise ki asa tam ge yo aba ki shi da to ha khu se shi la da ku i e in ze shinu bi skole es e lo te u bi kaven i was a chat I mentioned before the machlekes between rashi and rosh when the gemara says zein simeres da okinu zein simeres tam glosses chturas is in sokele because if tam glosses a closed unlocked door is not regularly it's not likely to be broken open to be opened by a kelev so then the owner of the kelev would have to pay so in case a kelev broke open a closed door and then he ate up the cake in that house that he broke it open so he would have to the owner of the kelev would have to pay on the chotzi nezek not in his shop and the Rosh is chilek wants the kelev open the door why should he then it's very natural for the kelev to eat up the cake so the machleket between Rashi and the Rosh is when a certain maise is preceded by another maise and without the preceding maise so the second maise would be impossible and suppose the behime did the first maise and then did the second maise itself is a natural act so according to the Rosh since the second maise is a natural act even though it is based upon the previous maise and it's unnatural so he pays it as a shalom and according to Rashi he pays a chotzenet so in Mele this is what the Magnishan says it's natural for a Talmigel to scream out in the Kelev. It's not natural for a Talmigel to put its head into a Kelev. That's unnatural. But once it put its head, then it's very natural for the Talmigel to scream. So, the Raivet apparently agrees with the Shita of Rashi. The Raivet. That's why he's masik. Since there is a violation there, whether Yeshua is for us or Yeshua is for us, so we may like his Tamigil Shetzona in the Kele, and she hichlis esrei she hichlis chuches mitzona, and he broke the kli as a result of the screaming of the vibrations caused by the kach school. So then it's mishune, but the kach crow is not an unnatural act. It's the putting in of the head of the tarnagel into the kehle is unnatural. But once the tarnagel put the head, its head, into the klisvoches, it's very natural to crow. That's the most natural thing for the tarnagel to do. So why does the Rebbe say, since it's a bayilivshite, he should pay, the Bala tarnagel should pay only a bivir nezek? Because the Rebbe agrees in the sheet of Rashi, where the second deck is based upon the first act, and the first act is mishune, so even though the second act in itself is urche, so it's still based chotin ezek. But the Rambam agrees in the sheet of the Rosh, so that's why the Rambam says that if it was empty, it had no seeds of grain, then it pays chotin ezek, not rebian ezek. This is what the Maharishim is.
Shir Peim Bavakama Yudal Tzivan Hetov Shimim Gimel, May 26, 1983, on Thursday.
The Shir is Rambam. The Rambam the Beis Yuchas Nisimon Mawaketes Tamigeil Sheishit Reishit ואבך ויסחוכיס ותוק אבי בשוברי אם הוא יוביסך את אבי וחיי צבן שאין שיטרי שאילו לא אוכל על התאבי משאו להם נזק שולם ועל הכלי משאו להם חוצי נזק שחוצי נזק סחור שכך הוא דאר ואם הוא יוב הכלי ריקו הרי זה משאו להם חוצי נזק כל הכנס. So, this is the Gemara that you test on the right hand top. The Gemara is so you know it depends easily with Israel. So then it's not mishum. But if the kehle does not have any seeds of grain in it, and then the tamigel puts in its head into the kehle, into an empty kehle, and he starts to grow, and that breaks the kehle, so then it's mishum. So the raya is masik. Now there's no bayin with Gemara whether he shinu mitzvahs or ain't shinu mitzvahs. And the Rambam passes that it's fake in Dine. So we may, if he's a Yishin and it's Chores, so then it, when he behime, does Chores out in Yishin. So then he pays only, the owner of the behime pays only a fourth, half of the head. And if we say Yishin and it's Chores, so if the behime does Chores out in Yishin, so then the owner of the behime pays a Chotzinez. The Rambam passes as is taken in Dine, that his only Mechuyev Bezdin is only Meitzi a fourth, but if the Nizek is statements, we're not killing him. But Bezdin is only Meitzi a fourth, so that's the Asogis Raive. He here, the Rambam says, Vimoyakli Reiko, Harez Mishun Mishalim Chotzimel, Cholak Noses, because of a Raive Zal, Zetorizu, Yotzchores al Vishinu, Ubayi, Im Yeshinu, Yobriya Nezek Eloi, Atka Mishene. So in other words, so the Rambam should pass him. So Harize Mishuneu Mishalim Reva Nezek. Reva Nezek. In Tofas Chotzi Nezek, Loi Nafkin Nezek. But the Rambam pass him U Mishalim Chotzi Nezek Echolak Nezek. So the Magnishne says that when the Rambam Shite is, when do we say that according to the alternative in the Abaye, that Yeshinu Mitzrures, so he pays only Reva Nezek, not the Hefi Nezek. That's only in the case where let's say Holcho Bishus Rabbi Mubato Vitizo, not Holcho Bishus Rabbi Holcho Vitizo Al Vibite Veiziko Und der Bischof Sanisek, Gott all die Bieter, so denn, der Zvoras itself ist all die Schiene. Denn, according to one alternative in the Gemale, he pays only Rebanete. Mashiach, in this case, since there was no Shino in the Gufamaise, in the Atosa Zvoras itself, the Shino consisted only in the Tavgel putting in its head into the Kele, so there is certainly no Shino in its voice. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. Oh. Sharp of Hishem Superglom. In Yeshino with Sures, that the Yeshino with the Pamaise. In Atoda Sures, how the Mite, Abo Hishem Shino with the Pamaise, in Yasakar Tangel, Abo Hishem Dato Hakis, Vishal Vakli, in the Shino with Sures, and we're told in the Kerem. So we explain it. What's the Sharp? Because there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh. And the Gemara that from Gimel. Zei simere stam glosis chotoris is okel. So in other words, so the Gemara says, in regard to the Mishnah, that if the Kelet, let's say, picked up a cake that had inside the coat in somebody's shoes, and the Kelet broke open the door of the house, and he took out the cake, with that head they call a piece of coal in it. And then the Kelet ate up the cake. So the Mishnah says that the Baal HaKelet is mechuyev to pay Nezek Sholem for the cake. So the Gemara says, Stam Glosses Chturis is its Lekelet. That's a raya that the average Kelet is capable of breaking open a closed unlocked door. So Rashi explains it, because if we are going to assume that Stamblos is a Nochturis Itzel Kelev, that from Gimel in Volatan, that the average Kelev cannot be expected to break open a closed door that is unlocked, so why does the Mishnah say that where the Kelev did break open the door, and then he took out the cake, and he ate up the cake, for the cake, but he should pay not in Ezek Sholem, he should pay only a chotzin ezek, because it's Mishune. If some glossy is Yach, always it's a Kelev, so it's not an unnatural act on the part of the Kelev to break open the door. But if we were going to assume that some glossy is Enoch to resist a Kelev, so it's an unnatural act, it's an aberrational act for a Kelev to break open a closed door, so maybe the Baal HaKelev should pay for the cake, not full damages, but half damages. The Rosh is massive on the Rashi Shite, because the Rashi Shite is that when a behemoth does a neck that is in itself a natural act, but that natural act was made possible by previous unnatural act. Now, for example, if we ask to say that some glosses in the Torah is for Kelev, so melee, it's an unnatural act for Kelev to break open a closed door. But once he broke open the door, then it's very natural for the Kelev to take away the cake and to eat the cake. So Rashi says, in such a case, the Baal HaKelev should be mechuyev only head damages. So Rashi Shita is that when a behemoth does an act that is natural in itself, but it is preceded and it was made possible by a non-natural act, so then even for the natural act has a din of Kelev and he pays only the half damages. The Rosh is Chayyuk, he says, of what concern is it to us, the fact that this natural act, that's a natural act to eat up a cake. So of what concern is it to us that this natural act was preceded and made possible by an unnatural act of breaking open the closed door. But when we consider, if we were to consider the damage done to the door, then we should say only had damages. But when we consider the damage done to the cake, that's a natural act. But Rashi Shita is that where a natural act is based upon an unnatural act and made possible by an unnatural act, so then even for the natural act, so he's only higher per damages. The Rosh is chilek, and he says the raya of the Gemara stam glosses chilek because if the Kelev would not be capable of breaking open the door or a closed door, so it would mean that the Baal HaKel, that the Baal HaKel has exercised enough Shmiras, so that the Baal HaKel is not Peshia in any way, so he's a nose. Not that if a Kelev, as Rashi explains, if a Kelev is incapable of breaking open a closed door, so then the Baal HaKelev should be higher when we have them. So that's the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. When a behemoth does an act that is natural in itself, but that act was made possible by a previous act that was unnatural, so according to Rashi, for the second act, this Mechuyev Mitzat Keren, and according to Rosh, the second act is Mechuyev Mitzat Shem. So, this is the Shiras Rambam. So, this is the Pshat in Magen Mishnah. The Raivetz Kashi is, Mimoyak Vireiko, Harei Ze Mishune, Umishalim Chotzin Eze Kecholak Noses. Kecholak Noses, so the Raivetz Kashi. But, it seems there is a Bible Yishite, whether Yeshino or Enshino, it's Hores. So there is a possibility that Yeshino, so the Mele Bezmi should be gave only for, not a Chotzin Ezek. So the Magen Mishnah says, when we say that Bezmi is only gave a for, where the Shino took place in the Etzem HaTozin, let's say, the Heime kicks, and through the kicking, so it was Matis Reves. So then, that's an unnatural act. Mashiach can hear, it is Mishune. Why is it Mishune? It's Mishune for a tarnigel to crow. That's the most natural act for a tarnigel to crow. It's Mishune, it's unnatural for a tarnigel to put in its head into an empty kele. Only if there are seeds of grain. But an empty kele, that's Mishune. But once the tarnigel performed this aberrational act, unnatural act, of pushing in its head into a place hookings, so it was the most natural act for the tarnigel to grow. And as a result of the crowing, so because of the blast of the, so the, because of the vibrations produced by the crowing of the tarnigel, so the killer broke. So he's going to have to pay in his exholem. But it was preceded and made possible by an unnatural act. So the Shitas Rambam is like the Rosh, not like Rashi. That's why the Rambam says, but the question is, against the Rambam, so we have to say that the Shitas Rambam is like the Rosh, we already said that the Shitas Rambam is like the Rosh. So, the Shitas Rambam is like the Rosh, so Mimele, then the question arises, the Rosh says is Alochet, in connection in the Gemara, of I Tal Bedochel Imre Ravre. So So the Rosh is Mechadish Ibit Chidesh. He says, when the Kelev eats up a large, huge lambs, so that's an unnatural act for a Kelev to eat up huge lambs. So the Gemara says that he pays only Chotzin Ezek, so that means he pays Chotzin Ezek in respect to the damage done by the killing of the huge lamb. In other words, when the Kelev ate up huge lambs, so first he killed it, and then he ate it up. So let's say that the huge lamb had a price, had a worth, while it was living, let's say, of $100. Then, when the Kelev, the first moment, or in its eating process, of the lamb, so it killed the lamb. So the price, the worth, the value of the huge lamb, so changed from $100, let's say, to $20. The carcass of the huge lamb is only worth $20. So the damage affected by the killing of the lamb was $80. So he has to pay, the owner of the kelev has to pay only Chotzin Ezek, $40 out of that $80 damage. But then the kelev ate up the lamb, the carcass of the huge lamb, so that's another $20 damage. So in the $20 damage that inhered in the eating up of the carcass, so the Baal HaKelev pays whole damages. That's what the Rosh says. Not like Rashi. Not like Rashi says. According to Rashi, so in such a case, since the living huge lamb was worth $100, and now the killer killed it and ate it up, so the damage, the total damage is $100. So the total damage is $100. So you have to pay only $50. According to the Rosh, you'll have to pay, in the example I mentioned, $60. $40 on the $80 damage caused by the killing, and $20 full damages caused by the eating. According to Rashi, you only have to pay $50. So the Rosh is really Kamrashi in the Gemara, and in connection with the Gemara of Haikal Beyochlin Veratove, the Pashtas version of the Rambam, is like Rashi, that he pays only half damages. In other words, if the huge lamb was worth $100, and then the caliph ate it up, and I mean killed it and ate it up, so then he pays only $50. So how can the Rambam say here that but there is a very obvious difference between the case that the Rosh discusses and the case here, because the case that the Rosh discusses, so the Rosh goes so far as to say that even in one act at all, when the caliph eats up the huge lamb. First he kills. Alright, the killing is not strictly part of the eating process. And when a person eats, so first he takes the food into his mouth, and then he chews it, and then he swallows it. What is really the achila opening? The swallowing. Let's say if somebody will take a kazayis of nevela into his mouth, and he'll chew it with his teeth, and he'll grind it into little pieces, and then it will spit out everything. So you will not be chayav mokes, because al pidin the chile consists in swallowing, in the hanoyis gor. But it is still part and parcel of the eating process when every person eats. So how does he eat? First he takes the food into his mouth, then he chews it, then he swallows it. So one couldn't say that the eating process consists just of swallowing. So there are a number of steps in the eating process. So it's one part, and everything is part and parcel of the eating process. So when the caliph grabs a huge lamb and kills it immediately and then eats it up, so the killing and the eating up is a part and parcel of one process. It's not two separate things. It's not two separate acts. It's like the eating by every person. So he takes it into the mouth, and then he chews it, then he swallows it. So everything are ingredients in the process of eating. So here too, it's one mitzvah. So the Rosh goes so far, and he says that even though the eating up of the lamb and the killing of the lamb are both constituents of the same ma'is achille, of the process of achille, but it still separates one from the other in regard to the hesed done by the killing, which is the initial step in the process of eating. So they only pay on the chotzin hesed, they own the cup. And in respect to the damage done by the second step in the process of eating by the caliph, So he pays full damages. So the Rambam, in respect to that case, he agrees with Rashi in view of the fact that it's one ma'isachile. So the first step in the achile process is an operational act. So the mele is the second step. So he cannot be separated from the first step, and he pays only chotzeneze. Mashenke, in this case, so here it's not the pushing in of the talagel into the caliph. That's not an integral part of the process of eating, especially an integral part of the process of beating, especially in this case where the kli was empty. So it wasn't even a necessary step. He didn't eat anything. The Tanigal didn't eat anything. But what did Tanigal do? Once the Tanigal pushed its head into the kele, so then he started to crow. So then he started to crow. Crowing by a Tanigal is the most natural act. But what is unnatural for a Tanigal? To push its head into the kele. But that's a separate act. In the case of Kalvidoch Limre, so the killing of the Tanigal, the killing of the lamb, the killing of the lamb was, first of all, the initial step in the process of Dachile. Secondly, it was indispensable to Dachile. There was no other way for the Caliph to eat up the lamb except by killing it first. By killing it first. So it's one act. Masha'inkin here, it's two separate, there was no eating altogether. So because it was an empty Caliph. So there were two separate acts, and then the pushing in of the head of the Tanya into the Caliph was not a preliminary step that was indispensable to the point. A Tanigal, regularly the Tanigal crows while its head is not in the nikel. On the contrary, when the head is not in the kele, then it's much easier for the Tanigal to crow. But it's natural for the Tanigal to crow even when its head in the kele. So it's a separate act altogether. So according to Rashi, who says in the case of a caliph breaking open a closed door and then taking out the cake and eating it, there it's also two separate acts. There it's separate acts. So Rashi says over there that even though it's two separate acts, but since the second act was made possible by the first act, so mainly it has a thing of Mishune, even in regard to the second act, which in itself is a natural act. So here too, Mashenim came, the Rambam agrees with Rashi in the case of Kalvidoch Limre, not with the Rosh, because over there the Rosh goes so far as to say that even the same act, so if there is an initial step and the final step, so we can separate the final step from the initial step. But the Rambam doesn't go so far as the Rosh, but he agrees with the Rosh in respect to the Gemara of Stam Grosses, Chturis Isom. Alright. Now, we didn't go over the Rashi. The Rashi and the Gemara. Or Behemosh and Tilot Rosh. So the Gemara had an Abaye here. The Gemara had an Abaye. Goy Rotem. Yesha Goy Mitzchule, so Yena Goy Mitzchule. Now, so we discuss the two pshat in Rashi. The first lashon in Rashi is that obvious, and that's Rashi's shite, that the Abaye of Yishadim Yitzchoyes in Adonai Yitzchoyes has reference exclusively to Yitzchoyes al Nishimo. Mashayim ki Yitzchoyes kol chaye, so definitely, without any question, that ain't Adonai. Because what's the purpose of Adonai? What's the purpose of Adonai? Through a habituation process, so a heretofore unnatural act by the Sheir becomes converted into a natural act. Held on as a tether. But in case of Tzvores Gilchaye, so at the very outset it's natural. So what's the purpose of Adoye? What does Adoye accomplish? What difference does it make? Whether the baby is Matis Tzvores the fourth time, or it's Matis Tzvores the first time. So this is the reason as why Rashi rejects the second Rashi. And Rashi says that the Abaye of Yesh Adoye Ritzvores in Adoye Ritzvores has reference exclusively to Tzvores Al-Dishim. So, that's the Abaye. Now let's see Rashi's Lashon. Rashi's Lashon, Shem Kibetz, that's really the question. There seems to be a steer in Rashi's Lashon. Oh, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? Gufe, doyro, yeish adoyo mitzvoreis, o yein adoyo mitzvoreis, likere midamino lei, o idil motel vidiregelu. So let's see what Rashi says. There is a steer in this Rashi. Likere midamino lei, hoilo mishuneu. So somebody put parentheses and the two words Mishnah. Why? Because of the spirit. But that is the parenthesis means that it's originally in the text, but somebody, I don't know whether who did it, whether it's our Ramish book or someone else, I don't know. So holy Mishnah. So in other words, this expression in itself, if it is not considered in conjunction with the next piece of Rashi, is very reasonable. It's in consonance with Rashi's Shite, the first wash, because Rashi says Avot Hoshem in respect to the second wash. So Rashi's Shite is the Dabaye of Yesh Adoyin Yitzchoyes, Adoyin Yitzchoyes has reference exclusively to Tzchoyes Arishim. But Tzchoyes Kiruchaye, so of course, no Adoyin. So it has reference to Tzchoyes Arishim. So that's what Rashi says. Yesh Adoyin Yitzchoyes, why should we say Yesh Adoyin Yitzchoyes? Because we can't imagine. Hoyim Mishunel, Dabaye has reference to Tzchoyes Arishim, so it's Keren. Now Keren has Adoyin. So here too it is Adoy. Who Mishum Yuchot in Ezeku Bimishalim? Kikereh. So, Oy Dilmo told me the regular. So, then you have to ask, according to Rashi's Pshat, of the first portion of Rashi, which is Rashi's job. So then we have to understand this Gemara. Why does Gemara say, "Oy Dilma told me the regular"? Be Shloimeh calling to the second chapter of Rashi, which Rashi rejects. Teis Rashite, the Dabaye of the Gemara of Yesh Adoyin Tzchoyes is not limited only to Tzchoyes al Mishim, but it has reference to Tzchoyes Kirchaye, and still the Rabbeinu Dabaye, maybe Tzchoyes Kirchaye, which at the very outset is natural. So there is Adoye after three times. At the first time, the owner has to pay in his Sholem. So then we understand why the Gemara is saying, we do not talk the Rebbe. But according to Rashi, the Dabaye of Yesh Tzchoyes, the Dabaye of Yesh Tzchoyes, Yesh Adoye Tzchoyes, has reference exclusively to Tzchoyes al Mishinu. Tzchoyes al Mishinu is not told in the Regel. Tzchoyes al Mishinu is told in the Keren. So why does the Gemara say, "Oy Dilma told in the Regel"? So that's a kasha against all the Rishonim who accept Rashi's first law. That's a kasha. That's one of the rayas against Rashi's first law. Rishonim mentioned that against Rashi's first law, but according to Rashi, so that in itself is difficult. So we have to understand it. Alright. So that's one Kashi. According to Rashi and all those Rishonim who accept Rashi's Pshat, that Yesh Adoyin Yitzchoyes has reference exclusively to Tzchoyes al Mishim, not to Tzchoyes Kirchaye. So why does Gemara say in one alternative, do it on the regular, since when is Mishune told in the regular? Mishune is told in the Kashi. Alright, that's one Kashi. Then let's see the Rashi, Moshe of Rashi. Oy Dilma mikore ki avde ki uche tove de regalu de uche vezei ke motzi vachu hoche chotzi nezek u mishalemes hilka zui adoso veilu ado achas. So the Shem Kopetze says the kash that there is a direct stira minei obey the first expression of Rashi vikere mi damin olei hoi u mishinu chotzi nezek u mishalem ki kere and so that so and then it says oy dilma mikore ki avde ki uche tove de regalu. So it appears as if the first alternative of Rashi, when Rashi explains the first alternative of the Abaye, that Yesh Adoyin Yitzchoyes, so he is applying it to Tzchoyes al Mishinu. But when Rashi explains the second alternative in the Abaye, that Ein Adoyin Yitzchoyes, then he applies it to Tzchoyes Kirchaye. That's right. Unless we are going to say that there is something missing in the Rashi, and the first expression is in Rashi, is descriptive.